to FDSU Kent at Dakota Fest, and joining me is Jack Davis, who's the crops marketing specialist at field specialist in the Mitchell office. Well, Jack, I know today isn't the best day, but it's been kind of tough down here, hasn't it, as far as market?
Yeah, they sure have. You know, the spring was probably pretty good, but boy, as we got to knowing what crop size is nationwide, and then we get the tariff issues, that's really put a lot of pressure on the prices.
Well, you know, the wheat, there was an opportunity to move some of this wheat. I mean, it went up pretty good, but kind of dropped back yesterday, but it's up just a little bit.
Yeah, we sure did have some pretty good opportunities. And even last week, to kind of maybe finish up, if guys didn't have it all sold or moved, there was a pretty good pop last week. But we don't always get those opportunities, but hopefully we have a plan in place to catch some of them.
Well, now, you work a lot with the marketing and the budgets and the cost reduction and where we're at. What are you hearing and what are you seeing?
Well, 17 input prices were down a little bit, but I don't know that they are going to, I should have said 18, but I don't know that they are going to be down for 19. Our fertilizer's tending up a little bit, and rents seem to be a little bit sticky, and so it's going to be another tight year, it looks like.
I think something's going to happen. I know you guys do the cash rent and stuff. Well, that's going to have to come down somewhat, because I think this is, we've been depressed for, we had markets for 4 years about now. That's kind of...
Yeah, we sure have. You know, we've been on that tight margin for about 4 years, and if guys had to dip into some equity, they're using up a lot of that working capital that was maybe built up the 4 years before that. And that's starting to tighten things up quite a bit. So if you don't have high yields, maybe didn't get things priced, you know, we're putting a real squeeze on producers.
So what are you hearing down here? I know you have some notes. What are you hearing from guys that you're talking to down here?
You know, I think as producers, if prices really stay where they're at, they're going to probably look for anywhere from $5 to $25 cut in rent, hopefully, if they can negotiate some of that coming up. It just, the margins just aren't there to support it. And that really makes it tough. It's tough to negotiate those things down.
But we're getting to the point where some of these guys are almost going to have to maybe let some of this land go if they can't if that rent doesn't come in.
Yeah, it sure does. And it kind of comes down to an individual decision depending on where they're at, if they can blend that off with maybe some owned land or land that has been purchased. That plays into it. The other thing is if they have a lot of high rent, they just got to know what it is able to produce on that land specifically and take a look at what it does if they just let it go, if prices won't negotiate down.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, Jack, we're getting some pretty good crops around the area. There's going to be some that aren't, but, boy, it's really tough. If we could get this straight, I know NAFTA is I think they're almost there with Mexico and Canada will follow, but that China's a big one for the beans, and if they could get that straightened out, you know, it'd be a lot easier for these guys.
It sure helps, and it would help, and you see that just as we saw last week. There was talk that they're sending the delegation over to do some talking towards the end of the month here, and it takes a quick jump. It takes probably 20-30 cents up when there's positive news on a settlement there.
Well, I know today's down there meeting today and tomorrow, but tomorrow if something comes out again, it's going to be up. Otherwise,
yeah, and it's really added that crazy volatility to the soybeans and. It's compounding on our expected big yield of crop that's coming. It just adds the uncertainty. And right now, most of it has been negative uncertainty in that China's not going to take beans. So far, our exports have held up, but it's gone to other countries. Now, we'll see if that can continue, especially if we don't get an agreement with China coming here.
But some are saying maybe we should take the opportunity now that we don't have China. Maybe look at some other countries that maybe we haven't been exporting beans as much, being that we could have them probably a little cheaper than what Brazil has.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what we've maybe been seeing the last month or so is some of that, and while we'll see going forward if we continue that. And if we have to go back to China and the tariff is still on, well, they're not going to take a lot because they'll just kind of wait for Brazil to come back. And that puts a lot of pressure maybe on getting a settlement.
Well, and I heard, you know, we're seeing corn go down to Mexico and pretty good. But let's if you're talking some of the producers you're working with, I know that what are they going to do to with this tight margin? I mean, there's only a certain amount of things they can do.
It really is, and you know, guys have really do a good job of managing those variable items. They know how to manage fertilizer costs, how to manage other inputs, and produce a good crop. Well, if you're caught with your fixed cost high, either that equipment or land rent or maybe your wages that you need for yourself, that makes it tougher to make an adjustment. So you got to look at what you can do to maybe lower some of those fixed costs.
And it's kind of like, you know, we talk about variable costs, but a lot of those variable costs aren't too variable anymore when you're looking at you got to fertilize it, you got to buy the corn, and so on. Only thing that could, maybe some of the corn maybe go to conventional, but then you're looking at some increased chemical costs.
Yeah, and I call them variable costs, but guys know what it takes to produce for their land, and that doesn't tend to change a lot each year. So, it's variable in that they adjust it based on what their property can produce. But more of a what I might call a fixed cost might be, say, your rent, or if we purchase some new equipment or got equipment leases that we can't, that there's no adjustment to. Those are the tougher things to maybe make a change in.
Well, Jack, I know everybody's talking. You're down here. You're going to be down here this week, and you're talking. Anything else you want to give those guys where we're at and what we're doing?
You know, I think if they got to take a close look at that land situation and what each piece of property is doing for them. If they have the opportunity to negotiate some of that down, it may be a good time to try and do that.
And this is one where you may want to break up that a little more into the land instead of taking your total income and the cost of production, the overall margins, look at each field, maybe even some separate.
It really does. You know, is what is that field contributing to your fixed cost? And am I spending too much for it? Is it taking away? Do I not have anything left over my variables to cover some more on the fixed cost? And it really comes down to an individual piece of property.
Well, Jack, why don't I'll let you go. Thanks a lot for joining us down here. I know you're busy and you're talking to a lot of guys, but one of these times that you're not in the best business right now, and Jack, to be working in, but we got to work through it.
Yeah, you know, I started out, I've been given the crop outlook at Dakota Fest about 4 years now, and it hasn't been good the last 4 years. So I told him maybe I should stop, but I don't know if that'll do it or not, Chuck.
I don't know, Jack, but it's, you're one of these in these positions. You know, it's always your fault if they're not good, but if somebody else takes the credit when they are.
They sure do.
Anyway, Mark, that's Jack Davis, who's the crops business management field specialist at the Mitchell office.